Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Everyone, Rosé.
Hi, Adri.
We got the goods today.
I know.
So lucky because so joining excited. Us all show long as world-renowned supermodel and entrepreneur and host, it is Ashley Graham.
Be here.
I have been a longtime fan of yours.
Oh.
And
well,
you're
it's
just
mutual, honey.
You're so cool. You're so smart. You're so beautiful inside and out.
Check, check, check. All the boxes.
Check every box in.
Every box. Every box.
All right, here we go. Headlines.
Ready?
InStyle reports that celebrities are bringing their main character energy to the red carpet, literally. Margot Robbie brought Barbie to life, channeling the iconic classic nostalgic looks from right out of the box, right onto the red carpet while promoting the film. And Dune star Zendaya brought sci-fi fashion front and center with her futuristic looks with Mugler's robot suit. Okay, thoughts?
I think it's kind of cute, right? That they're not afraid to sort of embrace the movie they're in and show up like a theme party. And they're them. They look gorgeous in anything. I feel like I show up in Cabbage Patch Kid all the time, you know? Like, but they can pull those looks off, right?
I am obsessed with what Zendaya and Ma Roach are doing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's my absolute favorite just to see like what's gonna pop up out of the magic box of Law of Roach, because Zendaya slays every time and Margot does too. I just love that she's like into this whole Barbie phenomena.
I love it.
Same-sies. All right, next up, I'm wondering, are you like a romantic kind of person? Like total cheesy romance?
No, I had to learn how to become romantic. My husband is very romantic.
Oh, so you're drawn to it, but it's not necessarily you.
Exactly.
Well, I want your take on this story. It's from Elite Daily, and they report that relationship milestones may be arbitrary sometimes, but there is a reason that we still care, and it's important. So celebrating things like your 7-month anniversary or something may seem sort of silly, but psychologists say people seek to define things in the relationship, and milestones are a tangible way of doing that. So they give you a sense of control, like your relationship has made it or it's headed in the right direction. Hmm. My husband and I celebrate the day we met, the day we became boyfriends, the engagement day, and the wedding anniversary.
Why?
Why? Why not? I mean, well, that's a hilarious question for starters, but why? It's because, like, we're so grateful. We're so grateful, you know? And those moments...
That you found each other?
Yes, and those moments were so pivotal in, like, changing our lives. I mean, we don't celebrate, like, the 1 month from the first time I accidentally tooted in front of him. I mean, those are silly. But some things are crucial markers in your relationship.
What are you giving each other gifts? Are you just giving each other little cards? What do you do?
Like a dinner. It's on the calendar. Okay. You know, a special little like, okay. hey.
I think the reason my husband and I don't do that is because we're constantly in dating mode. So dating in general has been something that's like been really important for us. But to like remember the day that we met, I mean, it just feels so long ago. But I remember our wedding day like it was yesterday. And we celebrate that. Yeah. And just like those are the things. But it's like, it's date night, baby.
You know, it's interesting. You said that I listen to Dr. Laura because I'm basically, you know, a senior citizen woman, okay? And I love that stuff. And she says, I am my husband's girlfriend.
Yes.
What she means by that is that they always are still dating each other,
yes.
keeping it like it's fresh and that it doesn't get stale.
Yes.
Do you have a tip?
Date.
Do you have a tip for that? Because some people, you know, you just sort of run out of ideas, or you don't know how to take initiative, or you don't want to push the other person, or what's a good idea for saying, hey, date night, this is what we could do?
I think you can make it as simple as possible and go on a car ride, go for a walk. You could just make dinner together. After the kids are asleep, just sit and have a glass of wine together and just talk.
Do you text each other like flirty texts during the day? Like, you're like, hey, when
No, we don't need to.
Oh.
Because when we're home, you know, it's good times.
Yeah, understood.
I love this. This is the good takeaway.
Yes.
All right, finally, Southern Living asked the question, how late is too late to show up to a party? I am horrified by what the answer is going to be.
I know.
Because this story triggers me to no end. Because, well, not to bury the lead, but I get there really late. So I don't know what this is about to say. Here we go. Etiquette experts say for a dinner party or a small gathering, arrive right on time or up to 15 minutes late. After that is rude. Oh, God.
Are you ever later than 15 minutes? I'm asking because I know the answer. Are you ever later than that?
Yeah. Me too.
You do? Are you that girl too?
I am too. Honestly, like, I'm sorry, but I never come empty-handed. That is so rude. Like,
oh,
I was raised right.
Oh, God, I do both.
Oh, no!
You do. You know what person I am. You had a Super Bowl party. It started at 6. I was there at, like, 5:58.
I know. We did a photo shoot with my daughter.
I did. I'm always a little early, and then I stand in the hallway waiting. It drives me crazy when people are late. You're wonderful.
But it's to a party. Like, I'm not talking a job. Like, a party, like,
yes.
to me, it's like loosey-goosey. Like, I'll show up when I kind of want to.
Well, they say if it's a big or casual gathering, you can arrive whenever you want. Just be sure to greet the host upon your arrival and departure? Especially at a big gathering. Nobody cares about if I'm leaving or not.
Just sneak on back out the back.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's like, oh, I needed your goodbye. It didn't matter to me. Oh.
I don't know. I think I'm not trying to be like goody two-shoes. I don't know. I didn't write the rules. I don't know the rules. I just live with immense guilt all the time, right? So, like, I don't want to be late because I feel like you have the pigs in the blanket at a certain temperature because you want everyone to be there on time, right? And so then I don't want to not get a pig in a blanket. I don't want a cold pig in a blanket. You know what I'm saying? I think about that. And then I think you just did this whole party, and if I don't, like, thank you and look you in your eyes, I'm not going to be invited next time, and I'll have to buy my own pigs in a blanket. So really, it comes down to that.
Pigs in
a
blanket.
Okay, here, how many people, show of hands, think it's important to say goodbye at a small or large gathering, any party, any function before you leave? Raise your hands if you think it's important.
Oh,
raise
I
them
love
high.
This statistic.
Okay, so like 50% of our audience.
Mm-hmm.
And the other 50%, you don't care who's coming or going, right?
That's my people.
Okay, good.
Well, I love that you just go back down.
Perfect.
I love it.
Well, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, but when we come back, Ashley and I are getting to all sorts of things and girl talking. I'm so excited. We'll be right back.
Yay! Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone, and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
No, it's so funny. I was just talking to Ashley in the break about I was watching you host the fashion at the Academy Awards. And your outfit was one of my favorite outfits I've ever seen.
Really?
And it was all about your body, body, body.
Adi, adi, adi.
Adi, adi, adi. And it was midriff, and it was so sexy and so beautiful. And I was like, that is the epitome of goddess.
Oof.
How do you, okay, so you have three kids under, is it five?
Under five. I have twins that are two, and I have a four-year-old.
And all boys?
All boys, yes.
Okay, now you have single-handedly, I believe, if you were to think of the tipping point and origin story of whether we call it body positivity, whether we call it empowerment, whether we call it literally changing life and the world as we know it.
Thank you.
Enter Ashley Graham. So, A, thank you for that, by the way.
Well,
we live in a different world because of you.
Wow.
And a better world. What, since you have done so much on behalf of women, what do you now, as a mom of three boys, think about what we need to bring to boys?
You know, they're so little, but I know that they're gonna grow up and be these amazing humans because I have an amazing husband who we are doing it together. And we're constantly thinking about not just manners, but how are we really instilling values into our boys? The values that were instilled into us that we were raised with, and also just knowing that these little humans are gonna be big humans one day and we want them to change the world. I'm not looking to raise a president necessarily, but I'm looking for someone who, I wanna raise somebody who's gonna be nice and who's gonna do the right thing and be kind to the people around them and not only respect themselves, but the people around them, just the same way my mother would have expected the same thing out of me.
God.
Right? You have daughters, you know. Like,
two girls.
It's not easy being a parent. Like,
no.
There's literally no rule book for this.
No.
And it's stressful every day. You're like, first of all, I gotta keep you alive. Second of all, I have to feed you and clothe you and like make sure like you're good. And then I have to think about like all the things that I want you to be able to experience in life and see if you like them and if you don't like them. I have to encourage you. Like, being a parent is no small feat.
Okay, you talk about your partner, your co-parent, 13 years married. May I ask, how did you meet your partner, your husband?
We met in an elevator in church. Yes, we met at church, and I was actually serving in the church. I was bringing people up and down and saying, like, okay, seventh floor, okay, you can take a left here, whatever. And he stayed in the elevator with me, and he kept riding it up and down, and he was like, I can be your, like, security guard with a wink. And I didn't think it was creepy. I thought it was cute.
Did you think he was cute?
Oh, yeah. And I think it was like almost a year later, we got married.
So you met in an elevator. By the way, how many people here are single? Guess what? Elevators.
Go to church.
That means that it's possible and it's so hopeful. Bill Gates said something about, like, even an elevator ride, you can get something useful done or something productive.
Yes.
I now want to add to that, you could also meet the love of your life.
You could. You never know. But I also was, like, open to the idea of, like, meeting somebody. And it just happened, and I'm so grateful for him.
Okay, your new show, I am so obsessed with it, Side Hustlers.
Boom.
It feels like Shark Tank meets Project Runway.
Oh, interesting. I've never heard that before.
Which are two of my favorite shows on planet Earth.
Okay. So essentially what this show is Emma and I are coming in and we're meeting a bunch of female founders who have either incubated a great idea, they have a product that either they have already started selling or they want to learn how to sell it. This is their side hustle. They already all have a main hustle and they want to be able to turn their side hustle into their main hustle. And Emma and I really work with them to lift up the hood of the car, dive in, and really figure out how can we help them capitalize, scale, even like raise the money, find the money, and really be able to pour into them. A big part of the show is mentorship. So as the show goes through, you are seeing, unlike, you know, the shows you have mentioned, it's really like the weeds. You're seeing how hard it is as a woman. You're carrying a family. You might be the only breadwinner in your family. You have to also present yourself in a certain way. You are not only working full time, but you have your side hustle. It's like we have a lot and we're emotional. Like we want our business to be successful. So you get to see us cry, get mad, get into the nitty gritty of building and scaling. And at the end, we either invest in you or we don't. And there's real money, real talking at the end of it.
And it's produced by Reese Witherspoon,
yes,
her company Hello
Baller.
Sunshine. So right there, yes. I think you've got a woman who really believes in women.
Yes. You should do the press junket.
Great,
for me.
I will. Thank
yeah.
you. We actually have a clip from the show. Take a look.
Oh, great.
Holy majoli. This tastes exactly what you want a homemade cookie mm-hmm. to taste like, but that you had to buy at the store.
It's homemade tasting, mm. isn't it? Erica, do you have any sense of how much money you need to see?
Oh, yes, 1.875. That's what I'm looking for.
1.875 million?
Yes, ma'am.
That's a crazy amount of money.
She's asking for a lot of capital.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
I have a Final Five Parenting Edition. Will you do it with me?
Yes.
The Final Five Parenting Edition. All right. Now, we can both answer in rapid fire. Number one, what is the worst place one of your kids have ever had a tantrum?
The zoo, when I was alone with all three just went down like, rah! That was so embarrassing.
One of my first big embarrassing ones was at Disneyland, but now that they're older and I'm older, I'm thinking the zoo and Disneyland is begging for it.
Yeah.
So what were we so bummed out about it? Okay, most embarrassing thing one of your kids have ever said in public.
Oh, my son has definitely asked me if I have diarrhea. Yes, and that was like a hard no, but he's making sure everybody's okay and they don't have diarrhea.
I like your son, by the way. My daughter I was on a Zoom with a giant group of corporate people and she ran in and she goes, Mom, sister just peed on the carpet.
Oh no.
And I was like, now that's bad. That's so embarrassing. Anyway. Okay, number three, what's the sweetest thing one of your kids has ever done for you?
Oh, I just think it's so adorable when they put their hands on my face and look me deep in the eye and say, I love you, Mama. Mike, like, I melt, I know.
It's the sweetest.
It's so sweet. What
about you? I spoke in front of my daughter's whole third grade, And they, we took a picture at the end of it, the entire third grade, and then I just got it back in a frame and the whole third grade signed.
That's adorable.
It's the best thing That's I've adorable. Ever received in my life. Okay, is there something you swore you'd never do as a parent, but you find yourself doing?
I definitely am a caver. I just had no idea that, like, I was going to cave into the cookies. I was going to cave into the late night, like, reading a book. I was going to cave into, like, it's okay to watch the movie. I'm just, it's me. I cave.
I do, too.
I'm a caver.
I do, too. And you know what? There's a cottage industry. They should have children be lawyers. There's no reason to hire adults who have gone into law school. This is the wrong avenue.
I love that
they
idea.
They should hire children because yes. they will wear you down. Yes. Yes. Cottage industry in the making, child lawyers. Okay. Last piece of parenting advice you received.
Oh, my mother told me straight away, mommy knows best. It really, I think it goes for both parents. It's like, you don't have to listen to the outside voices. It's really like a gut feeling. And remember that, like, you have the answers.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh.
No, that's really good. That's good answer. I'm going to say myself because that actually echoes. My daughter is 11 and she's incredibly bright and tenacious and she just really wants to grow up. And last night I just said to her, you know, I was an 11-year-old like girl myself and I just need to get into those shoes sometimes and wear them with you.
Mm.
And she felt really heard and seen, and she started crying and leaned on my shoulder. And I was like, and we'll deal with what you did later.
Can't wait to hear about that off camera.
Oh, it's so brilliant. She texted someone I work with from my phone and asked for the code to the safe.
Okay.
I'm like mad and proud at the same time. So anyway, parenting is awesome. It's the best thing I've ever done with my life, and I love the humor.
Same.
Thank you for saying that because you allowed me to, like, appreciate my own instincts.
We have to stand up for each other.
Well, all that you do for women, all that you are doing raising these wonderful boys and side hustlers, everybody, it is so good. It is available now on Roku. Get it, get it, get it. Thank you so much, everybody. We make this show for you, so take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Start your mornings right with the same mug as seen on the Drew Barrymore Show. Take 20% off at checkout with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Drew Barrymore products with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.